Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. God, in His plan for nations, gave them borders when He brought them into existence. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Borders in the United States, especially here at the southern border between the United States and Mexico, should be of a great concern to all of us.
Jimmy, absolutely, and really for a couple of reasons. From a civil government perspective, the definition of nation is this. It's a group of people that have a common language and a common boundary. So if you take out any one of those, you cease to have a nation. How can you have laws that pertain to a civil authority if you don't have the boundaries of what that civil authority is? The United States can't make laws for Mexico. Mexico can't make laws for the United States, but if you erase the boundaries, you create confusion. And I believe, Jimmy, at the end of the day, that's why God created that. Now, I think of the passage in Acts 17, 26, when Paul was talking to the folks there on Mars Hill, he made a comment. He said, God hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath, and I think this is key, determined the times before appointed, and the boundaries of their habitations. You know, boundaries are God's idea. So on the spiritual side, not only from a civil perspective are boundaries necessary to determine limitations, jurisdictions of authority, civil authority, which God created, but from God's perspective, God established boundaries. God works through nations. And in the foreknowledge of God, He laid out, as Paul said there, the actual boundaries of the nations through whom God said He would work. So when any time anyone says, I don't care about boundaries, I'm going to eliminate or I'm not going to protect, it's really an affront to the God of heaven, in addition to a violation of the civil laws of whatever country they represent.
Sam Rohr explaining how the Lord set up borders for the nations that He brought into existence. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A former political leader, Sam Rohr, in his use of the Bible in our discussion today on borders, and especially the southern border of the United States, introduced to us how borders or boundaries are God's plan for our nations today. Again, that's Acts chapter 17, verse 26. And in fact, borders play a key role in the plan that God has for Israel. Ultimately, the Jewish state will have borders 10 times what they are today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...